broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt continues now. This is the broadcast for December the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Ladies and gentlemen, the battle is on for our liberties. There's no doubt about it. And there are those who want to steal our freedoms big time. And what they want to do is goad us into a violent confrontation. That's their agenda, because they know that wicked people, immoral people, fail. And they know that tyranny is in the offerings, if we allow that to be, or the offings, I should say. But I kind of look at it differently and say, unless we're immoral people, ladies and gentlemen, a revolution reality would be disaster. Not because we're not right, but because we're immoral. And we've lost the protection God Almighty promises us. Ladies and gentlemen, God Almighty promises us that we've got to do certain things. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, in other words, repent, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're promised by God Almighty protection and healing. And that means even from the COVID thugs, all right? That means even from the COVID thugs who would like to steal every liberty you have on the altar of COVID. And if that's not enough, they'll move to climate change. And then they'll combine COVID and climate change. And if that's not enough, they'll take you to war or they'll destroy your economy. They'll take away the bread and circus, and then when the natives get crazy, then they'll crack down. That's what they want to happen. They love war. They love violence. They love hatred on hatred. They want a dog-eat-dog plan. But, ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you that it's our lot to be wiser than that, to turn to God and defend ourselves if we must. We shall make no mistake. God-given inalienable right of self-defense shall not be violated. The founders were clear on that reality. But in the meantime, I'm reminded of a couple of things to consider. Number one, in the Bible, the Lord whittled down his army. And the prophets couldn't even understand. They're like, hey, let's whittle it down. And they're like, no, we need more people to fight, not less. And the Lord just kept less and less and less and less. Go to the water. Let's see how they drink. Rout out half the army because they didn't do it right. They didn't follow customary realities. God used this to whittle down the army, whittle down the forces. And then furthermore, we can go about it peacefully. Here's the example that I would biblically point to. What should we learn from the walls of Jericho falling? Do you remember the story, ladies and gentlemen? In the walls of Jericho scenario, the city was expecting a siege. The walls were, 13 plus feet high or whatever else? It was impenetrable, at least according to man's understanding, right? But they blew their horns, their trumpets, and they went around the city, seven times, eventually the fall of the walls of Jericho? And so I submit to you that God's ways are not our ways. And I submit to you that we need to be a righteous people, or else I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what we do. Use a gun or not, you're going down, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, you will not win in any war if you're an immoral, turn your back on God kind of people. It will go bad for you. Write it down. Go look at history. I'm telling you every time. Doesn't matter what you do. Thugs, despots, tyrannical abusers will gain control and will use force and will make your life a living pure hell. That's what they do. That's what happens to wicked people throughout history. But a righteous people, ladies and gentlemen, conquer because they turn to their God and then he finds ways for them to be free, to have liberty. And sometimes it may take self-defense, as the founders found out when they tried to come for the guns. It was a self-defense move then. It was like, wait a minute, hold on now. We need to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to think about the biblical guidance that we've been given. That is the direction that we should take. If my people, that means we got to be God's people, who are called by my name, the sons and daughters of God, the followers of Christ. Okay, so my people, right, will humble ourselves and will turn from our wicked ways. Okay, that's our role. And I'm telling you right now, we're in trouble. But we got to get things in the proper order. I've gone on too long, Becky, but I want you to chime in on this. One of the things that most people can't handle is healthy debate on topics. I can, you can, and that's why we're here today.
And I agree with everything you've said, Sam. I really don't find anything to quibble with. We will not succeed in our revolution if we ignore the Lord. There's a very nasty rumor abroad that George Washington never prayed and he was a deist, and that same calumny is leveled against others of the founders. It is factually incorrect. Washington is on record time and time and time again invoking God's blessing and God's guidance on the American Revolution. The other founders were also, almost without exception, devout Christians. Jefferson is an exception, so is Ben Franklin. But most of them were devout Christians. Deism did not really make inroads into this country until well after the American Revolution had ended. And a lot of the apostasy of deism, and for those who aren't familiar with deism, is a philosophy that says God wound up the universe like a big clockmaker and then walked away, and he's no longer involved in day-to-day affairs. He doesn't care. That heresy did not make too many inroads here until well after the American Revolution, and it is responsible, actually, for a lot of what is wrong today. You can trace back different evils that we're dealing with and find out they originated in New England, which was a hotbed of deism. They would later result in the Civil War, and they have been responsible for much of the atheism and the easy inroads that Marxism made in the wake of a philosophy that devastated American faith.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is kind of what I mean by our greater numbers. We've got to educate and get greater numbers. Okay, New York governor. She's whacked out as all get out, I'm telling you. Kathy Hochul is her name. She just enacted an indoor mask mandate for New York. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the governor of a huge state. How many people are in the state of New York? 30 million? I don't know. The number's huge. But Becky, she literally just mandated, enacted a mask mandate without any authority whatsoever. She's not a legislative branch. She doesn't make law. Not that I believe you could make law like that and be legitimate in the first place, but clearly what we need to do then is push to have her removed from office and tried for her treasonous crimes of taking power unto herself that she does not have. But until enough people push back, she can just do whatever she wants with us, can't she?
And New Yorkers are just gutless, Sam, really and honestly. I lived there long enough that I can say that with some authority. They worship government. It's worse in New York City. And you know what? I should confine my remarks to New York City. I have not lived what New Yorkers call upstate. I don't know about folks up there. I do feel sorry for anyone who thought that Kathy Hochul would be far better than Andrew Cuomo. The thinking was anybody is better than murderous Cuomo. I said to folks at the time, to friends who were saying, oh, isn't it great that Cuomo's out and we have a new governor? I said, no, it's not. She would not have come to Cuomo's attention, and she would not have been his choice for, I forget what they call it, vice governor or whatever it is, if she were a decent human being. You do not reach high office under the current political system if you have any morals whatsoever. Just not possible. So she has proved to be just as wacky, just as corrupt, just as sold on COVID cult as Cuomo was. And she again proves my point, Sam, when you say push back. Yes, she'll keep it up. But if you think that people demonstrating in the plaza will sway her, There have been huge demonstrations in New York City, and so far the city labors under de Blasio and all his ridiculous mandates. There's no easing of them. The courts are completely on his side. Again, I go back to, okay, peaceful means are failing. We have petitioned. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. That's from the declaration. And a government whose every act is tyrannical, we have to extirpate from office. And unfortunately, the only way to do that is through violence.
Ladies and gentlemen, not only did Kathy mandate this statewide in New York, there's 21 million people in the state of New York, not 30. I had guessed 30, but then looked it up. It's 21. About 9 million of them are in New York City, though. So, you know, the New York City really controls most of the state.
Yes, it does, Sam. And may I add, virtually all those 9 million are committed Marxists. It's just astounding. New Yorkers truly look on government as their savior, their god, New York City residents. And they love government. They seldom ever.
Even back in the Founders' Day, most of the New York citizenry was with Britain.
That's true. Yeah, it was a hotbed of lawyers.
You know, so they've got a long history of their socialism, to say the least, ladies and gentlemen. When we get back, though, I want to tell you what's going on in New York City, affecting about 9 million people. Soon you'll never win an election in there in that place again. I'll tell you why on your radio.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The CDC just reported that 7,218 people died after receiving a COVID-19 shot. Granted, vaccines are a complicated concoction of chemicals, and as with any medical experiment, it can take a long time to get it right. This is not the first time people have been hurt when vaccinated. What is different this time, and so concerning, is the reaction to these death numbers. Let me explain. In 1976, the government vaccinated 45 million people for swine flu. A total of 53 people died after getting that shot, and the U.S. government immediately halted the vaccination program. Why? Because authorities decided it was too much of a risk. Why would they halt the program back then for 53 deaths, but now, with over 7,000 deaths, they are using every method possible to force it on you? In fact, now the health authorities are using their power to silence anyone who dares to question the COVID vaccination. Why? Why is anyone that questions COVID silenced? Even doctors are being censored. What's up with that?
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, live and on your radio, Becky Akers and Sam Bushman. Becky Akers, a freelance writer doing a phenomenal job, writes for Lou Rockwell in many places, also the author of two incredible books, Hailstorm, about Nathan Hale, and Abducting Arnold, the Other Side of the Benedict Arnold Story, Great Christmas Gifts. Look for Becky Akers' Hailstorm or Becky Akers' Abducting Arnold to learn more and to get the books today. Now, we're talking about this reality of, you know, how should we handle this abuse we're taking? You know what? What should we learn from the walls of Jericho, or what comes to mind to me? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 talks about if we turn to God, you know what? He'll protect us and heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter what we do. If we're a wicked people, we're going to be in serious trouble. New York Governor Kathy Hochul literally enacted a quote, indoor mask mandate statewide, all 21 million people. In New York City, it's even worse, about 9 million people there. But you're not going to win an election in New York City ever again if this is allowed to continue. Here's the headline. The New York City Council passed a bill allowing nearly 800,000 non-citizen, but they say, quote, legal residents of the city to cast a ballot in local elections. They say the bill will extend voting rights to every, quote, non-citizen who has resided in the city for at least 30 days and possesses a, quote, legal permanent status in the U.S., including those with, or I guess, people with workers' permits, green card holders, DACA holders. They will not be allowed to vote or cast a ballot in state or federal elections, though, but they will in New York City. This is just getting started, ladies and gentlemen, but this is the abuse we're talking about. Pretty soon, your vote won't even matter because there'll be too many, I don't know if you want to call them illegals, but too many non-citizens of voting to where all they got to do is bring in more and more and more of them, quote, give them legal status to be here. In my opinion, it wouldn't be legal. It would be the color of law. It would be dishonest as all get out. But that's what they're gunning for because they know the people are starting to wake up. And this is their attempt to where even if we wake up, they'll think, got them again. This is part of the problem that Becky's pushing back on and saying, guys, you know what? You're losing at every turn and you can remain peaceful. But as you do, you lose more and more and more and more liberty. And this is proof in the pudding, Becky.
Oh, absolutely. And it's fascinating to me, Sam, the emphasis that Marxists give elections. I don't know, and voting, it's a sacrament with them. I don't know why they're bothering, though, because it's just much easier to steal an election. And I can assure you, in New York City, there is no reason for this. They don't even have to go to the expedient of stealing the election. People overwhelmingly, New Yorkers overwhelmingly, vote these sociopaths and socialists into office time after time after time. So it's really absurd. This is basically belt and suspenders. And I'm just kind of mystified as to the thinking behind it, other than the politicians pushing it can then go and brag in their district. You know, if you represent a largely Hispanic district, you can say, oh, well, I've gotten your parents that just came over from Colombia. I've gotten them the right to vote. And that's the next thing, Sam, this adulation and worship of voting. You should see the propaganda in New York City anytime there's an election. It's, you know, basically you're made to feel that you are just a non-human being if you haven't voted. And it's your duty, and it's your right, and it's a privilege, and people have died for our right to vote. I feel so sorry for folks who look at it that way. You know, voting should not be important to us. It shouldn't matter to us who's in office, because the Constitution guarantees that those leeches may not strip us of our rights. If we were truly free, government would be so tiny, so minuscule, so powerless that we honestly would not care who's in office because there is nothing they can do to us. That's what I mean when I'm talking about our revolution needs to be pure. We need to get to that point where leeches and sociopaths have to go out and earn an honest living instead of sucking our blood from office.
When we act in fear, ladies and gentlemen, you can tell that our actions will probably go south and be wrong. When you act in faith, then you're likely to make wise decisions that will preserve the sacred cause of liberty. So not only do you got this plan where they're going to let everybody vote that are, I don't know what you want to call it. They act like they're legal, but they're not citizens. They're just kind of legally here. Very, very dangerous indeed. Whether you agree with the vote or not, the idea that they're going to give this special privilege to these people that are not citizens of the United States to control the outcome of who serves you in government is of serious concern. But it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen, because here's what's happening on the national level. Headline says this: Republican lawmakers are raising concerns over illegal migrants without identification traveling on commercial flights throughout the country. And it goes on. It talks about the email revealed that the National Vetting Center used by the TSA and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. But they're digging into it, and they're finding out that, hey, all these people are being transferred all around the country without legitimate papers. Okay? And they basically talk about this whole deal about what is legitimate identification. And some are saying nothing but a court appearance document will do. And then the border agents are saying, no, that's not legitimate to prove identity. A notice to appear is not sufficient. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. Now, whether you believe we should be carding illegals or not, here's the reality in my opinion. There's a different standard for you and I, Becky, as citizens, versus the illegals. And the illegals literally have liberties that we don't, is the point.
Yes, and they shouldn't. Nobody should. Liberty is indivisible. If some people in a society have more freedom than others, you're not living under freedom. You are living under dictatorship. And I think we all need to understand that that is what our current government has, or any government in the last 150 years, has imposed on the American people. We are living under dictatorship, where the reigning power grants certain rights and privileges to certain segments of society. Now, when Republicans are in office, that tends to be cops and soldiers. It tends to be Republican politicians. When Democrats are in power, it tends to be all of, you know, their politicians, as well as the various segments of society to which they pander. And one of those, I'm sorry to keep coughing, Sam, I think I'm fighting off a cold here, maybe COVID. You know, one of those is, of course, illegal immigrants. I do want to address that, Sam, because you very nicely included me in your remarks, and you said if you don't want to card illegals, let me say that the Constitution never recognizes any such classification of person. Okay, when the
right, so what some would advocate for, Becky, is they would say, well, we need to start carding all the illegals, too. I would say, well, you know what? They've got a freedom we don't have. Why don't we just have freedom for all, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. But one of the things that really bothers me, Sam, is the illogic in patriotic arguments. Here are people, patriots, who distrust the feds on virtually every issue until we get to immigration. And then all of a sudden, bureaucrats who have promulgated COVID-con, who are imprisoning us in our own homes, who are ruining our businesses, all of a sudden, bureaucrats in that government are competent to decide who gets to be our neighbors and our friends and our employees. Why are we this illogical, folks? Why are we suddenly imbuing the federal government with the authority and the wisdom to decide who gets to live here? Okay, there is no such provision in the Constitution.
Well, or either, even whether you live here or not, to just travel through for that matter.
Yes, exactly. All legislation on immigration is anti-constitutional. Nowhere does that document give the federal government any authority whatsoever to control anyone's movements over imaginary lines on the ground. It is not there. And Sam, I want to issue a challenge to everyone listening, because I've had this debate many times, and people vilify me, and people call me names and launch ad hominem attacks. All you have to do is send me or send Sam the codicil in the Constitution that imbues the federal government with authority over immigration. Just do that. Don't waste your time calling me names. Just send me the article and the section in the Constitution that gives the government this authority.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. Who has the guts to have open discussions like this in America? I submit to you that it's the genius of America to have these open forums. We don't need to attack one another. Let's just think through it together, shall we?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Just push me back. and door fell on the top of me, and we ran inside. Everything was fall apart.
Mayfield, Kentucky business owner Sanal Nadadi on KFVS12.com. President Biden on Sunday declared a major federal disaster in Kentucky after a swarm of deadly tornadoes hit the state late Friday into Saturday, paving the way for additional federal aid. As part of the declaration, federal aid will be provided to affected individuals in counties of Caldwell, Fulton, Graves, Hopkins, Marshall, Muhlenberg, Taylor, and Warren. Around 3:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, passengers of a Carnival cruise ship were awoken to an alert that someone had fallen overboard. The ship was traveling from Long Beach to Ensenada, Mexico. Firefighter paramedic Daniel Miranda on board the ship said there was some high suspicion of foul play. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is the search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Let's get an update on what Dr. Fauci is telling Americans this week.
Continued concerns regarding the latest COVID-19 variant, Omicron, which is spreading quickly, but which health experts say doesn't seem to be any worse than some other strains of the virus. Health experts are still working to learn more about it. In the meantime, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the NIH and of the White House COVID-19 team says on ABC's This Week he believes it's still very important to get vaccinated and to also get the booster shots.
Well, I certainly think, George, it's the optimal care. I mean, for official requirements, it's still two shots of the mRNA and one shot of the J&J. But I think if you look at the data, the more and more it becomes clear that if you want to be optimally protected, you really should get a booster.
And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live from the pit of hell on the bottom of the hour news. Anthony Fauci literally saying, hey, you got to get a booster. We all know that's the way to go. And my response is, if shot one wasn't effective, Anthony, and shot two wasn't effective, what makes you think shot three is going to be effective? And how do you know it won't require shot four and shot five? And now you're getting involved in what's called the shot in the dark, ladies and gentlemen, where you got experimental vaccines. You have no clue of what you're doing. You're playing God, and it's going to backfire. And then epically, I don't even know if I should use that word like that, but I'm just telling you, it's going to be gargantuan, the abuse people take if they listen to your psychosis. You act like when we attack you were attacking science, sir, but you lie, and you should be fired and criminally prosecuted for your dishonesty. Now, if that's not enough, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about how Joe Biden is completely out of control, not only on COVID, but on climate change as well. And they're starting to use COVID, climate change, and race as the three pillars to destroy everything we hold dear. If you're white, you're a racist. If you're not white, you're a victim. And there's no way to ever change that, according to this critical race theory, satanic lies from the pit of hell they're peddling in your government schools, not to mention perverted sex all over the place. That's the fourth pillar. But they're literally using COVID to destroy everything you hold dear, destroy your business, destroy your ability to make a living, destroy your relationships with those around you. I mean, it is disaster. But now they're inserting climate change boldly kind of behind the scenes. Most people don't really realize this, okay? Headline says this, quote, with orders. Again, it's always orders. It's never law. It's never we made a law and we passed law. It's with orders. So these dictators are just, you know, spewing out orders. like kings and thugs do. All right? They ought to be criminally prosecuted for their treason. But here it is. With orders, ladies and gentlemen, President Joe Biden, they say, lays out a timetable to go, quote, carbon neutral. All right? Now, in my news headline, I'm taking out the word president and putting Biden because I don't really even accept him as a legitimate president. So, with orders, Biden lays out a timetable to go carbon neutral. The headline says, under an executive order, the federal government would phase out the purchase of gasoline-powered vehicles, and its buildings would be powered by wind, solar, or other clean energy. Now, the idea that those other alternatives are clean energy is a flat-out lie as well. They say Biden on Wednesday set in motion a plan to make the federal government carbon neutral, ordering federal agencies to buy electric vehicles, to power facilities with wind, solar, and nuclear energy, and to use, quote, sustainable building materials in a series of executive orders. Biden directed the government to transform its, quote, 300,000 buildings. Now go look at your constitution. Does the government have the right to 300,000 buildings? I think not. 600,000 cars and trucks, and use its, quote, annual purchases of $650 billion in goods and services to meet his goal of a federal government that stops adding carbon dioxide into the atmosphere by 2050. From his earliest days in office, Biden said that he intended to use the federal government as a model and to help spur the markets for green energy. The executive orders signed on Wednesday set a timetable for the, quote, transition. By 2030, Biden wants the federal government to purchase electricity produced only from sources that do not emit carbon dioxide. Now, there's no such source, you liars. The most plentiful of the human-caused greenhouse gases that are warming the planet, they say. Now, this is just dishonest as all get out because very little of this that we talk about is even created by humans. But they say by 2032, the Biden administration wants to see the emissions from building operations, such as heating, cut in half. And by 2035, all new federal cars and trucks purchases would also be, quote, zero emissions. There's no such thing as a zero emissions vehicle if you're honest, ladies and gentlemen. There is not. You say, Sam, it runs off a battery. That's right. What kind of emissions does it create to take does it take to create that battery in the first place? All right, you're lying. The move, they say, comes as Biden is struggling to turn many of his climate goals into reality. So he's just going to, like, force it like a thug, right? He has promised to cut Americans' emissions from fossil fuels roughly in half by the end of this decade. Where does he get that kind of authority, ladies and gentlemen? He does not have it. Not legitimately, I'll tell you that. What Congress has not yet approved, the $1.7 trillion spending bill that he would need to help achieve that target. The Supreme Court also appears poised to limit the federal government's ability to use certain regulatory actions to tackle climate change. Becky, this story goes on forever, but I wanted to give you the highlights. He's literally trying to dictate this. We need to arrest him for this alone. It's criminal. He has no authority.
Couldn't agree more, Sam. The Constitution never empowers the federal government to own land. I thought that was a brilliant point that you raised. There is a provision about owning forts. Other than that, the government has absolutely no power whatsoever to buy and deal in land. That would have solved the Bundy's case completely if we were living by the Constitution. The feds would not own half of the western states. National parks are another huge violation of the Constitution. Teddy Roosevelt, who was responsible for getting that ball rolling, was openly contemptuous of the Constitution, called it outdated, said we needed to get into the 20th century and ignore it, and that's why he put through the national parks. And yet I find even patriots waxing eloquent about the beauty of our national parks. People, it is an anti-constitutional tyranny, okay? So that was brilliant. And now this whole thing about climate change, again, Sam, this is not something that you can rationally argue with these people. This is another cult. It's the same as the COVID cult, because the end goal is a totalitarian government. And Marxists are ingenious at assaulting a position from multiple theaters. Okay, so their goal is to take over our country. They've tried it with COVID-Con. I cautiously hope and believe that the tide is beginning to turn on them. There are more and more Americans who are wising up, who realize that this is all a bunch of hooey. Even the vaccinated are appalled at how politicians are using vaccinations, and I shouldn't call them vaccinations. They are not. It's another huge lie. But even the jabbed are appalled at how politicians are using these shots to conquer and divide folks. So perhaps you've already discussed this, Sam, but I was horrified when I heard Fauci's exhortation and advice that for holiday gatherings, our parents and anyone else who's hosting them should demand proof of vaccination before they even allow us in the house. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a bureaucrat in the federal government advising us to act like Nazis? Papers, please, before we can sit down for a holiday meal. I hope anyone whose family or friends are that enamored with government will give them the finger and walk out. This is just unconscionable. But at any rate, COVID-Con is part of this same cult. Climate control is part of this same cult. Its end result, again, is to install a totalitarian government. Facts don't matter. The fact that this is all a hoax, just like COVID-Con was, the fact that electric vehicles use up more energy. I don't recall, Sam, all the exact statistics, but I have read that electric batteries for cars use various minerals. I think cobalt is one. I might be wrong about that. But they use various minerals. I mean, basically, they will need more of these minerals than the Earth can produce. Okay, so if electric cars ever go through, we're facing immense shortages. And that also is the point of these things. This is why the feds are pushing them so hard. You see, they can control our movements even more than they already do. If you are in a car that gives out and it does not have a spare tank, what do? You conk out 20 miles from the nearest charging station. You are completely at the mercy of the government, okay? And
all right, ladies and gentlemen, they say a new COVID cult has emerged. You know what they're called? The Branch Covidians. Just thought I'd kind of tell you that, kind of interesting. COVID-Con, ladies and gentlemen. The COVID cult. You got the climate change cult as well. They're going after us to take away our liberty with a religious fervor, aren't they, ladies and gentlemen? Becky Akers in seconds.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Peggy Aker, Sam Bushman on your radio. So, you know, this, they've turned everything into a cult. They really have. This education disaster in your government schools, critical race theory, is a cult. You don't believe in it, and they're literally ready to destroy you over it because you're violating the cult. You can't get out. It's worse than the Hotel of California. Okay, whether it be critical race theory that's a cult, you got the COVID cult going on now, ladies and gentlemen. You've got the climate change cult going on right now. You've got the cult of perverted sex and transgender and everything else going on. And every one of this is satanic-driven cult stuff, folks. It leads you away from Christ. It creates confusion. It creates fear. And these cultists love that because that's how they control you. Becky?
Oh, that's absolutely true, Sam. It's how governments have controlled people. And government really is nothing more than a cult, okay, especially since Karl Marx turned out his twaddle. People believe in government against all evidence, okay? You can show them how destructive government is. You can put up a list of World War II casualties and ask them what gun owner has ever achieved that kind of slaughter, and yet they will continue to insist that government is beneficent and that private gun owners are a threat to all our lives. I mean, these are people sunk in a cult. And so, yes, absolutely. Government is a cult, and it operates by fear, by instilling fear in people, in terrorizing you. You know, it used to be that you went to war to terrorize people, or you used the CIA to foment terror in different countries. Now the federal government has turned against its own people, and it is terrorizing us and attempting to brainwash us. One of its favorite tactics, Sam, is creating a, quote, crisis that it then presents to us as something it can save us from. COVID-Con is a perfect example.
And they want you to believe the lie that only it can save us from that, too. That's part of the Hegelian dialectic, dishonest communist lie, right?
That's precisely correct. They've done it with COVID-Con. They're doing it with climate change. They create these crises. They dream them up out of whole cloth a lot of times. Fauci was working overtime with his gain of function research to produce the coronavirus. He broke numerous laws, and yet he's running around free while a patriot like Melissa Hansen is languishing in a cage someplace. He's tortured dogs, okay? He killed a number of orphans in New York City back in the 1980s by trying out experimental AIDS remedies on them, injecting them against their will. These corpses were recently found in a mass grave. I don't remember. I think it was in Queens. Okay, why isn't this homicidal maniac on trial for murder? These children were tied down if they refused to take their medicine, and it was injected into them through feeding tubes. Can you imagine any more inhumane way to treat helpless orphans? If our hearts don't break over that, if we don't swear to Almighty God that we will avenge those innocent victims, we can expect no less than the retribution he dealt out to ancient Israel.
I agree with that. I also agree with, though, you know, trading pizza for vaccinations to little teeny kids. A little kid's going, I love my teacher. Mommy sent me to my teacher because my teacher's teaching me to do good things and to be a big boy or a big girl and to be an adult. And if my teacher wants me to get a vaccine for pizza, well, pizza's good and my teacher's good and it must be good. And so it's a violation of trust. It's adding insult to injury. It's a stab in the back to these parents who I don't think they should have put their kids in the government school in the first place. I mean, after all, it's the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. Compulsory education is disaster. You should have known that from the start. But I still feel like it's an absolute betrayal. It's almost worse than holding people down and doing it, because it's preying on the trust of little children. Misplaced trust, for sure. But you think about it, I'm not sure which one's worse. They both seem equivalent to me, Becky.
You know, they're crimes, however we look at it. But again, how can a parent, I mean, the atrocities that public schools inflict on their students are well known at this point. Not only these tricks to get kids to take a jab against their parents' will and against their own will if they were truly informed, but other things such as stationing armed cops in schools that will roughhouse kids and manhandle them when they just act like little boys always do, okay? What about forcibly medicating them with Ritalin and all of this garbage that poisons their bodies? What about filling their heads with evolutionary theory and convincing them they're no better than animals? And then we wonder why there are so many delinquents out there, so many kids that are rampaging and have no regard for human life or their neighbors. What about filling their heads with other nonsense, such as government is really a great thing and you need to support it, okay? If you are a parent, you have a God-given responsibility to educate your children yourself. If you are not willing to undertake that task, you ought not have kids, okay? You have absolutely no right to expect other people to foot the bill for your kids' education, to take up the slack where you're unwilling to go. No, it is your responsibility, and one day you will stand before God and you will explain why you shirked that duty.
And what's fascinating to me is everybody's applauding these parents, you know, for getting down to the government school, you know, the school board and everybody's faces and taking on teachers and getting after it and everything else. And I just think all they're doing is begging their government overlords, their government babysitters, to go ahead and quit teaching my kids perverted sex. Please stop teaching them hostile race lies. Please quit forcing them to take vaccines. And please quit preying on my children. But yet they leave their children in the school, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want to take real action, which is never let a government thug educate your kid ever, which is where I've always been. I've got 8 children. I've never let a government thug educate one of them. Never have, never will. Okay, but look, these parents, I mean, I appreciate they're trying to stand up, but they're all wrong in their tactics, in their look. You can't trust these. Well, they're like, well, put cameras in the classrooms. Then we can watch our teachers teaching perverted sex and whacked out race lies and forcing vaccinations and all these other climate change lies and teaching our children to be flat out socialists and communists. And, you know, we can put a camera in there, have a baby cam and watch everything that goes down. Okay, you children are being destroyed. You parents are being flat out lied to and manipulated. If you think that you can watch them or file a complaint and stop this, you're wrong. It's so pervasive, so in your face, so hostile now. If you can't get your kids out of government school, you'll never take your country back, Becky.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Government schools are nothing but propaganda mills. Anybody who investigates the history of education in the United States is going to be in for a lot of surprises if he thinks that education was ever about teaching kids facts. It was from the beginning a calculated attempt to produce what Horace Mann called good citizens. They would fill the numerous jobs at the emerging factories that were just getting into their own when Mann was writing. And he's very upfront about this. He would teach them to be compliant and biddable and obedient to government. He's, again, very upfront about that. It's not like you can read his writings and not understand what he's saying. I am astounded at how many parents will entrust their kids to a system like that, a godless system set up to produce automatons. Why are we doing this? Get your
a
kids
system that rejects entrepreneurship, independent thinking, critical thinking, etc. They jettison all that on the altar of their communist agenda, which is to make good, obedient, global citizens who kowtow to tyranny. That's what they're really creating intentionally so. They've been doing it for 9 to 100 years in this great country.
It's really shameful, Sam. And again, I go back to, why are we tolerating this? Why haven't parents stood up against compulsory education laws? You know, again, that is a communist idea that all kids should be collectivized. There have been numerous studies done that show that people in large aggregate groups react and basically abandon their morals if enough of the group around them jettisons morals as well. Okay, so we are generally, human nature is such that it wants to follow the herd. This is a very bad tendency. We need to understand that grouping kids together in schools and forcing them to go along with their peers is satanic. It's an excellent way to defeat personal morality. And it's just diabolical to do this to innocent little kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good news is God lives. He has not forgotten his children. And we, the people, male and female, as God ordained, can turn to him. And as we do, we can receive incredible blessings as we repent, as we turn to God and family for solutions, ladies and gentlemen. If we remain free by keeping God's commandments, we will have no need for government to try to force us with a gazillion commandments. The solutions are very simple, ladies and gentlemen, but it takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of humility. It takes a lot of faith. It takes a lot of forgiveness. It takes a lot of dedication to not only educate this way, to teach the ideal. We live in the real, though, and our goal is to make the real closer and closer and closer to the ideal as we live our lives, as we live together as husbands and wives. And male and female created he them with the natural, God-given, God-ordained family, the fundamental unit of society. In there lies the solutions, ladies and gentlemen. If you expect to solve it in Washington, you'll never get it done. If you expect your local bureaucrats who are elected and seek for power as well to protect you and save you, forget it, will not happen. Ladies and gentlemen, government has a very limited proper role. And when we let it grow beyond its bounds, just like the fire, it's destructive as all get out. And so the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of work to do. And whether you agree with Becky and you're an anarchist and you say no government, or you agree with Sam and you say very little government, constitutionally speaking, or wherever you lie on the spectrum, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? Think through this. Find ways that you can participate in the solutions. I've literally never put any of my children in the government school and never will. I've saved the taxpayers millions of dollars, and none of my kids are subject to the propaganda and perversions taught in the compulsory education communist system they call public school, but really it's government school. Okay, none of my children have been subject to that. You might say, Sam, you can't fix the world by 3 o'clock. I agree. But what I can do, I will do. Whether I agree or disagree with you on every point, I agree with your right to think it, say it, and believe it. This is America, not China. And ladies and gentlemen, God, family shall set us free. The solutions are easy to understand, a little more difficult to implement, but the real solutions can be done on an individual and a family basis. You don't even need to make a law or twist the arm of a bureaucrat to get it done. The commandments of God are the solution. Becky, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, get Becky's books. They're incredible. Abducting Arnold's one of them, so look for Becky Akers Abducting Arnold. The other one is called Hailstorm. Becky Akers Hailstorm. Get them today. They make phenomenal Christmas gifts. God save the Republic.